Hand Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
If you're looking to sell your gold, diamond, silver, or platinum, get top prices at Florida Gold and Loan. It's the only place to go. Looking for jewelry? Florida Gold and Loan has a large selection. Need your jewelry repaired, a ring sized, or clean? Then give Florida Gold and Loan a call, 727-738-2801. That's Florida Gold and Loan, 372 Patricia Ave in Dunedin, 727-738-2801. And don't forget to check the BCC coupon book for valuable coupons. That's Florida Gold and Loan.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Very special guest. Introduce yourself, who you are.
My name is Ed Leibold.
Ed. And then introduce yourself.
Adam Resendez.
Do you know, I should actually have a piece of paper in front of me.
You should.
Like, because I really looked at you and I didn't know your name.
That's just age.
That's just terrible.
You know, you can start using that excuse more and more as
right?
time
Absolutely.
Goes on.
I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, you're great.
Okay. Anyhow, and then we have Renaissance tickets here.
Yes,
they're,
you do.
They're $35 a ticket. We're just going to give them to you as a special guest.
All right. Well, thank
How
you very much.
How many would you like?
You got four?
You got it.
Excellent.
See that?
Thank you.
Already gave away four.
That's great.
Do I have to dress
we
up?
We also have yes. something else really special, the Shen Yun tickets. We don't have as many of them, and they are actually like starting at $200 a piece.
Right.
But we do have some of those.
Okay, okay, get those.
Mm-hmm. I have some.
Because you know why? Because I took Liberty there, and she actually said she didn't like it.
I want to go. I want
to.
I've been.
But I don't
to
know
go.
If my daughter was mad at me at the time.
She may have been mad at you because.
But it's so cool. These people, they jump in and out of the computer. Have you ever heard of it?
I have not.
It's a high tech musical.
No, it's like a ballet. Shen Yun.
I went
Japan,
to.
I've seen the billboards, but I don't know what that is.
Chinese culture, years and years.
Yeah, Chinese culture, yes. plays and singing.
Yes.
From.
Right.
2,000 years ago.
Before communism.
Yeah, that's
the first original plays.
That's how they built it.
But they well, it is. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's how I was surprised.
Yeah, I didn't mean that. Yeah. Look at the food.
From JJ's.
Make him hungry.
What's the name of the name? I know it's more than JJ's.
It's JJ's Market and Delicatessen.
Market. So you have groceries there then?
We do. We have some stuff. Usually like we have like sauces and chips. Drinks, all the different
vibe
drinks,
kratom,
he's talking.
That's okay.
It's okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, so but they have cool stuff, you were saying?
Yes, they have a lot of items like candies you can't find. They have all kinds of butters, which your wife told me to try the monkey butter.
That's a pretty good one.
Can you do me a favor? Tell Tarion to come in here. Because I did something yesterday. I had a spiritual experience. Can you hear me? Because this is my son, you could say, since 8 years old. And been to every one of his football games, right?
Yeah.
Anyhow, I'm going to tell a story, and you're my witness. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So we're in front of the Save-A-Lot with racks, right? So we just put one new there. We're also in natural. We're all over with racks. And they're outdoor racks. So I go there. And the rack is missing. I know you think this is about you, right, JJ?
That's all right.
It's not, my friend. That's where you were misinformed. The show is about me.
Of course.
Okay.
You are the host.
I'm the host of the most. So I want to tell a quick story and then see what your input, both your guys' input. And this is my witness. So I go there and I see that the rack is gone from 2 days ago. So my first reaction was I was very upset, right? Imagine if you had a rack outside with your menus, right? And then you come to work, right? And the menus are all gone.
Are these your racks or are they the business owner's racks?
They're our racks.
They're your racks.
With signs and everything.
Okay.
So I go inside to Save-A-Lot and I ask Eric, the manager, this is not even going to be believable. So, Ted, you ready?
I'm ready.
So I go in, and he's with me, and I said, Eric, you know, ma'am, you let me leave the rack here in front of Save-A-Lot. Save-A-Lot's big. Well, the other Save-A-Lots we do really well. And he says, yeah, okay, what the heck, go ahead. And he goes, but I said, Eric, the rack's gone. What's going on, buddy? You're like, playing it like Mr. Victim. And you know what he said to me? He goes, oh, we're okay with the rack being out there. Maybe it was management, right? So we walk outside, and guess who's outside right there? And this woman I've never met before. And guess what she is? She's security. So I said, she's on the speakerphone with somebody. Is this correct?
Correct.
Everything so far?
So far.
Okay, because he knows I lie. So then I said, who are you talking to? Guess what she says? Sorry, but
no, you're right.
But guess who she says I'm talking to?
The police.
That was good. How about you?
I haven't the foggiest.
How about you, Bobby? Who was she talking to?
Who did she think you're talking to?
Who was the lady talking to on speakerphone that was the security for the plaza?
You just said security for the plaza.
She was security.
No, she was security.
She was security. She was talking to the owner of the plaza.
Oh, jeez.
You can't even make this up, right? Now, the guy at Save-A-Lot doesn't have his phone number. Can't give it to me. I said, I'm astounded. Now, so far, is everything true? So far? Will you scream blue when I lie?
Nah. You're telling it so good so far.
Well, his shirt's blue, so that'd be hard to...
Okay.
He's lying all the time.
So what is the odds? The owner of the... That I've never talked to, I've never seen this security guard before... And I said, I asked the owner, do I have your permission to leave the rack here in front of the Save-A-Lot? And the Save-A-Lot says it's okay. He says, absolutely. Then I asked the security guard, I said, the people that clean up, watch, I go there tonight and it's gone, by the way. But anyhow, so I go there and I asked the security guard, could you call the people that clean up and make sure they don't throw the rack out? What did she say?
She said she'll do it.
Absolutely. I like absolutely better. So that's not it. But so then we walk before this. So then we walk. Maybe the rack's in the dumpster. Is this true, everything?
Yeah.
So we walk back to the dumpster to get the rack. And guess who's there? Somebody we were not sure, but one of his old coaches who just opened up a flooring company 3 weeks ago. But I'm talking to him, you know, not realizing that it's him, because this is like 5-6 years ago. You know how people change. And you know what he says? I've been meaning to call you to place an ad in the coupon book.
Really?
Is that so far? Because you got to catch me in one lie. You can't even make this up. So then we're able to give him our sales presentation, right? And he places the ad with us. But if the rack wasn't taken, do you see, we would have went to look for it. And then I would have never gotten permission from the owner. And so what had hit me, not right away, what was I originally, my feelings when I walked up to the Save-A-Lot? What was my feelings?
You're probably upset. You thought somebody stole your racket.
Very good. Anger.
Yeah.
Right? Really what happened was by the rack being stolen, I got to talk to the owner, and then I got blessed. And then did the guy say this? Now, and this is the key part. He was going to wait by the natural food patch, but he decided to wait on the side so it would be easier for his wife to come pick him up.
So it was meant to be, I would think.
Okay. How'd I do with that story?
I think pretty.
Where could I have shortened it? Tell me. Where'd I lose you, maybe?
I think he lost us at who was on the phone with who.
Right.
It was a little convoluted.
But I want to know where the rack is.
Yeah, huh? Where is the
rack? Where's the rack?
Oh, I didn't tell you. So we go. He thinks we came here to promote his business. We didn't. He just kind of wanted him to feed us. So the rack, we look in the dumpster. This is the bad part. It was completely empty.
So no rack.
Right. So now, let's take it a step further. So I walk in the back. What do I see on the side? What did we put in? This beautiful cardboard rack that is like flat, that can hold like 6 bundles of books. And it's like 4 feet high. It's an ex-display rack from inside the Dollar General. Mm-hmm. Is that true? And what did we lose? We lost a rack, but what did we do?
We gained a rack in a sale.
And a sale. All right.
You lost a rack, but you gained a son-in-law.
That's all right. So now, I guess we'll talk about you.
Oh my gosh! So I have a bunch of these desserts from JJ's. Tell us a little bit about all the things.
You say the full name. I think it's
JJ's
Market
and Deli.
Okay. Now yeah. You do the talking. Now let's see. Top my story.
I don't know if I can. But what you got there looks like one of our jumbo chocolate chip cookies, and the other one was a chocolate and cream cheese brownie.
Ooh,
and I'm not sure good. If we put any. Oh, those are the white chocolate, white macadamia.
Oh, that sounds
white
good.
Chocolate macadamia.
That sounds
cookies,
really good.
That's what I'm trying to say. And then maybe another a peanut chocolate. Butter one there. I'm not sure.
Oh yes.
There you go. A little bit of everything.
Yes.
Now who makes these?
We all do.
You all do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's great. So they're all homemade.
It's a big difference when things are homemade.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We try to make as much in-house as we can.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about some of the sandwiches you brought us today.
Okay, so we brought more of our popular sandwiches, the regular BLT, served on a challah bread, challah toast. And then there's a Palmasia, which is like a club sandwich with turkey, ham, bacon, provolone, lettuce, tomato, with a chipotle lime mayo and jalapenos.
Fancy.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's probably my favorite one, actually. And then we got a Marvin Lee, which is our meatloaf, homemade meatloaf, balsamic glazed meatloaf with garlic mayo, banana peppers, and onions.
Sounds good.
And do you guys know why we call it the Marvin Lee?
No, I don't.
That is actually meatloaf's real name.
Really?
A Marvin. Right. It is. Tell us about that.
Well, I wish I could tell you more, but that was the name that was in place when we bought the
book. Oh, okay. Okay.
So I wish I could take credit for it, but I had to look that up myself.
Okay.
Read that flyer and also do a commercial for this event we're doing for our friend over there. We're going to put him together to do a radio.
Okay.
Why don't we just read it off?
Okay, just, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Are your antiques treasure or trash? Find out Tuesday, March 14th at 1 p.m. Antique Appraisals live on the air. Tune in at 106.1 FM or 1340 AM, live radio remote. Bring your treasure to us Tuesday, March 14th at 1 p.m. Sponsored by Red Rooster Antiques, located at 30113 U.S. 19 North in Clearwater, which is across from the Home Depot, but next to Dan's Fans.
Absolutely.
Well, guess what,
perfect,
Tammy?
Perfect.
Not bad, huh?
Somebody's reading. After your job, Tammy.
You better watch out.
That was good.
You better watch out, Tammy. So, yeah, so this is going to be, we're getting really jazzed up about it and excited about it.
Right.
So it should be a really good day.
Yeah, so you ever see some of the stuff they make, like, we think it's just crazy, but in the 1500s or 1600s, the gadgets they used, like some of the cool stuff, like we did a show for a while there where if you can guess
what it was,
you win $50.
Yeah.
We're a big time player here.
There was a show like that in the 70s, and there was a panel of four panelists, and they would bring on an item, and they had to tell, everyone had a different story of what the item was. And the contestant had to figure out who was telling the truth.
Oh, that sounds cool.
And I thought that was a great...
Why don't we do that?
But I wouldn't want to be the... I know, but can you imagine the producer every week trying to figure out to stump the panel? I mean, the panel to
but
stump
it's,
the...
It's crazy stuff that you wouldn't think, too.
Right.
You know, right. some of the...
what people
the,
believe.
Medieval, I mean, yeah. Some of it sounded really good, didn't it?
Yes, you had some really good
I did. Once in a while,
options.
We stumped them, but... But this is going to be a great event. You know, people will bring... I'm kind of interested to see what they're going to bring.
Right.
What's the most unusual piece that will show up? Or what's the rarest and most valuable? We'll right. find out that, too.
Right. Like, people don't realize some of the treasures they really
have. But
it
doesn't have to be. I mean,
but they don't even
you can
know
just bring something,
saying,
you
right?
know, that you've always wondered about that piece. You know?
I have something. I'm not going to tell you until you get to see it.
Okay. Okay. And we're not infallible. You know, we might be stumped.
Right.
But... In that case, we'll refer people to either one of the big auction houses like Sotheby's or Christie's and say, you have to find out. Or sometimes museums will tell you what your items are. They won't tell you what the value of the item is, but they will tell you what it is if it's 17th century or it's 7 days old. They'll tell you what it is, where it's from.
Right.
So that's a good resource.
Do you think that like in every industry there should be an expert? Here's an example. Like, just give me 100 different industries, right?
Oh, there's so many.
Right, but you would be the expert in antiques. So you're saying they're not going to tell you the value.
No.
So would I go there myself? Would you go there yourself without the expert? Or would you go there with an expert?
I would try to find an expert.
Yeah.
Is that can I say this? Would that be common sense?
I would imagine it would be. But
yeah.
It's a lot easier now with the internet.
Oh,
before, if you... I had pieces that, you know, I would go to the library and I would read and reference pieces and talk to people about an item, and I wouldn't find out what it is. I knew it was something great, but now with a computer, you know, they have the reverse searches that you can, you know, put right. your item on. Sometimes it has completely nothing to do with the item that you list, but sometimes it does. Sometimes it'll bring you to a site and say, oh, okay, that's what it is.
Right.
So that's a big help, but still you, like a good dealer will know.
Like how many people would know, would you say the name of Meatloaf was?
Marvin Lee.
I would really like to get some, can you get some information on
Marvin
that?
Lee, that's the first time I've heard that.
When? Do you know, who invented the hamburger? I know that sounds silly.
The hamburger.
Mayor McCheese.
But I really believe it was when I Googled it, it was like, it came over from Germany.
It was hamburger.
It was, but no one in America thought of making a hamburger?
You know, before the First World War, they were called Frankfurters, okay? And then the First World War came in, and we had to change everything because it was too German. So all of a sudden, they become hot dogs. Or Red Hots.
Is that really true?
And yeah, and the Frankfurter kind of went away. It never really, I mean, people did use it. The hamburger stuck, but they called them Salisbury steaks during the First World War. It wouldn't have anything to do with Germany because of that. But people started calling them hamburgers again. But the hot dogs, they really didn't start calling them Frankfurters again. Hot dogs stuck.
Wow.
That's a little bit of trivia for you.
I didn't know you meant like Marvin Lee, like Meatloaf.
as the singer.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, is that? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's
oh,
what I didn't get. That I was like, the, Meatloaf. Like,
I didn't know
like,
his name was. He doesn't look like a Marvin Lee.
No, nah. No, he
what
doesn't.
Was your favorite, more like a Meatloaf.
What was your favorite song again? I mean, that you said it to me. I can't.
Oh, it was. What was an Alice in Chains?
Can you get tune? Alice in Chains?
Oh, we'd pick a Meatloaf song instead.
I'll just do Meatloaf.
But yes, I do have an Alice.
We'll do two songs.
I do have an Alice in Chains. We'll come back with Meatloaf.
Right. We'll do Meatloaf. You have Alice in Chains. What's the famous song that you like, though?
Well, I have, because it's clean, I have, what is it, Man in the Box. Well, it's...
Yeah, that's the one you said.
That's relatively...
I mean, I just play like the first half.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, and then who's sponsoring this song? Who knows?
JJ's Market and Deli.
See, that's why Tammy, she's
and the
so
address?
Smart.
The address, give me the address.
Oh. And the address is 10535 Gandy Boulevard, right across from the dog track on Gandy Boulevard. You guys got to go check them out because you have to experience the whole place. It's awesome atmosphere. It'll make you feel really at home, and the food is amazing.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. I don't know if that's true or not.
It really is true. I wish I would have taken pictures when I was there because it's a great place.
So
it's like a warehouse, but a farmhouse feel.
If anybody goes to JJ's Market in Deli and tells me that it's not, for everyone that tells me it's not and has the courage to say that, I'll give $50 for the next 10 minutes. Because no way. Because Tammy, I hear it in your voice.
What?
Because, you know, do I ever say this? I hear it in your voice. You got a lot of enthusiasm for JJ's.
I love it there. Seriously. I mean,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, she drove all the way over there the other day to have lunch. So it was...
Yes.
And I just had the sandwich for the first time.
Yes.
It was excellent.
What did you think, Tarion?
That was good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I like going there because I really love the atmosphere. Like, seriously, you guys made us feel so at home. Jill wasn't there when we first got there. So as soon as she got there, she didn't know who we were. She went around and talked to every single table just to say hello, how you doing, is everything okay? Like, you guys are just awesome. You have really, really great personalities. You're very welcoming.
Thank you.
And I just wish you all the success and luck.
Right. We appreciate it. We try to make everybody feel welcome.
Well, you come in as a customer.
Leave
us
family.
I was going to say friend, but family's even better.
Family.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that sometimes. Because friends you can get rid of.
That's
family
right.
You can't.
So you got the record ready to go, the song?
The song. Yes, now, who's sponsoring this record show?
JJ's
whatever?
JJ's Market.
JJ's Market.
JJ's Market. What about your wife, Jill? She didn't call.
I hope she will. I hope she's listening. She should be listening
she's
right now.
She's probably making some delicious food because it's probably a good time of day for people to stop by JJ's.
It is.
Okay.
Get that late
and
night
then we're
going to
do the
crowd.
Traffic report right after that?
Right now, yep.
We're doing it. So who's sponsoring the traffic report?
JJ's Market and Deli.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Dunedin Plumbing is three generations of master plumbers that provide full-service plumbing repairs. Whether it be kitchen and bath remodeling, sewer and drain cleaning, toilet repair or replacement, slab leak detection, faucet repairs or installations, they can do it. Visit their showroom at 483 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin or give them a call at 727-734-2879 or visit their website, dunedinplumbing.com. License number RF0037427. See the Dunedin Plumbing ad in the BCC coupon book. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. 5:30 here on the Tantalk Radio Network. This is the Brian Cashclaw Show traffic and weather report. Pinnell's kind of clearing up from that earlier five-car pileup that was heading southbound on the Bayside Bridge. That was giving some serious slowdowns. It was actually shut down. Heading back into Tampa on State Road 60. Starting to pick up a little bit. Heavy traffic, heavy volume coming in there. Going on the Howard Franklin, also the same deal, with an accident southbound I-275 just before mile marker 37, blocking the right shoulder. going up into Pasco, we're looking pretty good other than the usual State Road 54. On-ramps, on and off-ramps, they're doing some construction there, widening the off and on-ramps, so there will be some intermittent lane closures and things like that. Going on over to your weather for this afternoon. This evening, we got a low of 69 with just a few passing clouds. Tomorrow, windy with a high of 81. Current temperatures, 85 in Zephyr Hills, 84 in Dade City, and here at the Tantalk Studios in downtown Clearwater, 79 degrees with fair skies. More of the Brian Cash Claus Show coming up right after this.
Hi, this is Lizette LaForge of Beacon Windows. Are you tired of struggling with your sliders? Don't replace, refurbish. We keep you on track. Our business is on a roll. And I don't care what your problem is, I can get a handle on it. Not only do we make your sliders work nearly like new, but we also specialize in water intrusion when there's water sneaking underneath the track and maybe going to your neighbor below, or maybe you're being leaked on. So when you get a chance to give us a call, call us at 727-493-2644. Keep us in mind whenever your sliders are giving you any trouble. Beacon Windows, 727-493-2644 or www.sliderrepair.com. Don't replace, refurbish. Sliderrepair.com, 727-493-2644, Beacon Windows.
Looking for a great haircut at a great price and a caring atmosphere? Then stop into Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. All haircuts are $10, and perms, cuts, and styles are only $45. Even a color cut and style is only $45. Please call June at 727-238-6007. That's 727-238-6007 for Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. The Lucky Dill is the home of the sandwich that ate Brooklyn. Located at 33180 US Highway 19 in Palm Harbor, the Lucky Dill has the longest, bestest happy hour in the Bay. Open 7 days a week from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Visit them online at LuckyDillDeli.com. Don't forget to enjoy a wide variety of drinks at the NYC Bar, located inside. Beat inflation. Eat huge sandwiches at the Lucky Dill in Palm Harbor. See their ad in the BCC coupon book.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Baby, don't you hear my heart? You got it drowning out the radio. I've been waiting so long for you to come along and have some fun. Well, I gotta let you know, no, you're never gonna regret it. So open up your eyes, I got a big surprise. It'll feel all your motor run. And now our bodies are whole, so pressing tight. It never felt so good, it never felt so right. And we're glowing like the metal on the edge of a knife. Glowing like the metal on the edge of a knife. Come on, hold on tight. Oh, come on, hold on tight. Oh, it's cold.
Shut up already and play music.
All right.
Well, you answered it
so
yourself.
Thank you to JJ's Market and Deli for sponsoring our traffic report and coming to see us in the studio today.
And bringing food.
Yes, Ed. Thank you so much.
That's more
and
important
Jill,
than anything.
Jill's on the phone. Uh-oh. Hi, Jill.
Do you remember, Jill, like when we did, I said, okay, the first J is Jill, right? Mm-hmm. And I offered, who got it right, by the way?
It was me.
You? Did you get that steak and cheese?
I didn't even listen to the rest of the... Right. I didn't even listen to anybody else's. I don't know how.
But you got it right, right?
Yeah.
It was Jack and Jill, right? That's where JJ's comes from?
Yep.
That's right.
And then did you get a nice steak and cheese and french fries delivered to you last night?
I did, and it was Amazing.
Yeah, so that's it. But not as amazing as JJ's.
True, correct, correct.
Very good.
Yes.
That's because I gave him a look.
He fought like for a second there.
No, I was confused. I was like, where was that from then? That's what I was wondering.
I was telling him, what was it? He's in there. So a guy owed me an extra $100, right? So I'm talking to him, and he said, Terrion's with me. And he goes, oh, I don't know. I think he paid. So he's taking the side. Come here, Terrion. He's taking the side of the client, right? So then the other guy that's sitting at the bar, you know what he said? He's a musician, by the way. He's going to come here and play. He's very famous, too. He had over 1 million hits on his YouTube.
Wow.
Nice.
That's a lot, right?
Yeah. That is a lot.
That's a lot. We actually had somebody that had over 1 billion hits. The Bombers or something from... Where were they from? Australia.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
No, that was through DJ Matt.
Yeah.
And then one of his other friends, it was on
imagine a
Spotify.
Billion hits.
He was like at 797 million streams.
So wow, what I amazing. Want you to do, yeah. Terrion, explain how you disagreed with me in front of a client and you took the client's side. Tell the story.
I need you to tell the story. I need help telling the story.
Did you give him a ride home?
Huh?
Did you give him a ride home?
No, he has his own car.
Okay, well.
But anyhow, so like you ever with your friend, like, and has this ever happened to you? Okay. Have you ever been with your friend and there's like a, you know your friend's wrong, but you still stick up for him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then later on you tell him what?
He was wrong.
Right, but you don't say, you don't take, do you remember the Godfather scene where the guy says, what does he say? He says, don't ever disagree with the family. Who's the guy that did Rollerball?
Rollerball?
James Caan.
James Caan, yeah.
Oh, James Caan, yeah.
You remember that scene?
It's been a while.
But in the Godfather, they were all sitting there, and then James Caan disagreed with the father in front of all the other families. Mm. And took the opposing side's side. And then as soon as everybody left, Marlon Brando said to him, never disagree with the family publicly. Because then they're going to know how to work you that, hey, you're against me. Okay, what do you got to say to that, Terrion?
I don't think he did it maliciously.
Right. So Terrion's a star quarterback at Pinellas Park High.
Oh, nice.
And he's got scholarships, and he made the all-star team. And I'm trying to mentor him. Oh, Carlos was supposed to be here.
Oh, but we have Jill on the line. We got to talk to Jill, before she gets busy.
All right, Jill, go ahead, Jill. Tell us about JJ's.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I wish I could be there with you right now, but I kind of had to stay here because we are always preparing lots of great fresh food. All of our chicken, the corned beef, the meatloaf, all of that stuff is made here, and it's very tedious work. So we do everything in small batches, fresh, and I think that's what a lot of other people out there.
And that's a big difference when it's made homemade and it's fresh.
Yeah, all the chicken, I mean, we're always roasting off a lot of... fresh meat and making a lot of fresh salads, fresh soup, and it definitely, I think, shows, and people really seem to enjoy coming here. We're just trying to let other people know in St. Pete and around the Tampa Bay area that we're here, because we're kind of out on Gandy, so we're kind of like a hidden treasure.
Well, we're going to make it so it's a known treasure.
Yes. Delicious.
Okay, that's our job. And, you know, I was just going to say this, if you don't mind. You have a good, what do they call it when you're a background or a resume, a bio? What do they call it? Profile.
Profile.
Right. Well, so if you don't mind, I'm going to ask your wife her profile and your profile.
Sure.
Because you guys, you know what I mean by the fact that you guys got good profiles?
Like our backgrounds and stuff?
Your backgrounds and your accomplishments in life.
Okay, I'm not going to go back too far.
No. But generally, you know, like I have no accomplishments in life.
I don't believe that.
That is so not true.
Well, not like these guys.
Oh, but be quiet.
Come on.
So would I like you, Jill, if you don't mind, like your career and your profile of who you are and what your accomplishments are and what college you went to?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I've spent like the last almost 20 years. I've been a registered nurse for a long time.
Wow.
And
that's
spent a lot of time doing hospice and home health, especially when COVID hit and we were living in Oregon and it kind of trickled down from Seattle and it hit Portland really, really hard and they had a terrible nursing shortage. So I left Ed and the kids out on the coast and I went into the city for 7 months and lived by myself in a tiny little camper to try and serve the community out there because they were hit very, very hard with COVID. And it was a lot different than what was happening out here on the East Coast. So, but after Ed retired from his 23 years of military service with the Coast Guard, we decided to come home last year. And we were looking for something really fun to do. And this is kind of what we found because being involved with the deli, we can kind of serve people in a different way than we have been before.
That's a passion.
That's awesome.
I have to step in because she kind of sugarcoated. She didn't really get into it. She also has 2 master's degrees. She won't toot her own horn, but I will.
Okay, that's great.
What a good man. Let's talk a little bit about the master's degrees for your wife.
She, like she said, when I was active duty Coast Guard, when we were living in Kodiak, Alaska, she decided that she was, like she said, she's been a nurse for, at that point, about 15 years, I think. Mm-hmm. And she decided she wanted to get a master's in business. So she did it. She did online courses, and she got an MBA in about a year and a half.
Wow.
That's incredible.
And then right before we left, she had enough credit. She decided to get another master's in another subject. I forgot what it was. She'll kill me. Like, it was a pretty long title. I can't remember.
You're in trouble.
But she knocked that out in a couple months. So we left there with two MBAs, and I barely made it out of high school.
Not an easy thing to do when you're working.
Let's talk about you, what you accomplished.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. And you know, protecting our country. We are lucky to have your service because we can have the right to free speech because of you. So tell us like what you've accomplished there.
Okay,
where you started at? Just spend like 2 or 3 minutes. Okay. Give us your history.
Okay, so I 27 years old, I joined the Coast Guard and went to basic training in Cape May, New Jersey. And then I was stationed down here at the airport, at the Clearwater Airport. I was a MH-60 crewman, and that's where I met Jill down here in St. Pete. And we ended up getting married, had a baby, and then we moved to, we've been to Cape Cod, then back here. And then we went to North Carolina for a few years, then to Kodiak, Alaska for a couple years, and Oregon for a couple. Uh-huh. And that's like she was saying, the COVID was so bad and the kids were out of school. They were homeschooled for almost 2 years. So we decided it was time to get them back home and get back into school and do the activities that they liked. So I put my retirement in and I retired, almost 23 years.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and it's, were you ever scared on active duty?
I had a couple of close calls. I was, like I said, I was a flight mechanic on a helicopter, so we'd go on some pretty sketchy weather. And it was, it's a little nerve-wracking, but...
Is it true, like, the helicopter, I think, I forget their names. Could you look up who invented the helicopter? And is it true that both of them...
Igor Sikorsky.
Right, and wasn't it true his twin brother did the same thing in Russia?
Like, maybe.
Right, can you look that up if that's a true story?
Did the blades move backwards?
Yeah. So Russia had, he left Russia to come to America, and they're both credited with inventing the helicopter, one for Russia and one for America, and his name is...
Last name is Sikorsky.
Sikorsky. Is that a true story?
Sikorsky, okay.
See if it's twin brothers and
Stratford,
stuff.
Stratford, Connecticut. Okay, and then...
What a story, though, huh?
That's pretty amazing. Mm. Yeah, that's things...
Did you know that?
I didn't know they had a twin brother, no.
That invented it in Russia.
Hmm.
And they both...
Is that true on the online?
We're looking here, Wikipedia's never wrong, right?
Right.
The Russian... Did the Russian name?
Sikorsky.
Sikorsky. Did he invent the helicopter in Russia also? He actually did a movie on it.
Sikorsky R4 is the first helicopter that reached full-scale production in 1942.
Anyhow.
He actually built the first helicopter before the Wright brothers took flight the first time.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Is that true?
Yes, yeah. It is true. In Connecticut.
I never heard that.
He did in Connecticut, so there you go.
That what year did the Wright brothers in, do the airplane thing?
'03 or '04.
Yeah, do you know that New York Times, guess how long it took, even though they flew, guess how long it took the New York Times to publish the story because they didn't believe it?
6 months.
2 weeks.
Ah.
Because it took 2 weeks to get the film there.
Okay.
From wherever it was. Where was it? Somewhere in...
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Yep. Right. So somehow...
Kitty Hawk.
Kitty Hawk.
That's right. Right. Been there.
Took 2 weeks. They didn't publish the story because they wanted verification before they would publish it.
I believe it. Nobody ever done it before.
What? Yeah. Is it Russia? Am I right?
Hold on. I haven't found anything about his brother yet.
I haven't found it either.
Igor Sikorsky, at the age of 12, actually created and invented a small toy powered by rubber bands, which was a helicopter, which is why it was his life's work. Started at 12 years
that's
old.
That's what I see here too. Yeah.
Crazy.
Because you being a helicopter guy, this is interesting to you.
It is. I've actually been to the plant in Connecticut where they build all the Sikorsky helicopters. Yep.
Where is that in Connecticut?
I don't remember. That was a hot minute ago. Like 15 years ago at least.
A long time.
You know, what do you think about that, Jill?
About Sikorsky, is that what you're talking about?
Do you believe me when I say that the twin brother did it exactly in Russia? Or do you think it's... Who thinks it's true or not true? Let's go around the room. Is it true the same... A twin brother did the same thing in Russia? Who thinks it's true or who thinks it's false?
I want to know if they were together. Well, that's not a lot of information
to
go on.
He lived in Russia, so I don't know.
I'm going to say false.
Did his twin brother do it in Russia? True or false?
I just found a story right now where he actually went to several different countries, but he was in Russia, but he was originally from the Ukraine.
Does he have a twin brother? Or that's just found.
Does he have a twin?
I'll say no.
You're going with no.
I'm going.
How about you?
I haven't seen anything about the twin
Bobby, how
yet.
About you?
This is like to tell the truth. Here.
Right?
Okay, Tarion, how about you?
I say no. Does he have any relatives?
And Mr. Ed, what do you say?
I'm going to say that is false.
Okay, Miss Jill?
I think it is false, too.
Jill?
I'm going to go on a limb and say it's true.
Very good, Jill.
Maybe you got confused because
I love
he actually
Jill.
Ran from Russia. He was seeking refuge in Paris because they were trying to force him to build bomber planes.
Okay.
And so it says what he actually developed was a twin engine.
That's where the twin came from.
Can you ask the
passenger
Google,
plane.
Can you ask this? Was there a Sikorsky twin brother that invented the helicopter? Can you just Google that?
Yes. Okay. Are there two
Sikorskys?
Yes.
Twin brothers, and they both didn't talk to each other either.
Well, they say the twins have that mental connection.
I see. Hey, I love it.
Right? Yeah. Well, you know, Leonardo like da Vinci had some type of prototype. They don't know if it works or not. Leonardo kind of looks like a helicopter.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't see anything about a twin brother, but he was Russian-American, so he was from Russia. Maybe he was double agent.
Yeah.
maybe he invented it first in Russia.
Maybe he had an evil twin.
And he snuck here. Right? Think
actually,
about it.
That is part of the story because, like I said, Russia was trying to force him to
build to get my
bombers. Bombers, and he didn't want to.
All right, let's ask Jill a question. Jill?
Yes. What's that?
What is the first hamburger? When was it made in America?
Oh my God!
Who was the chef?
I was in third grade. It was in 1908.
Really? Did what she say? I didn't hear it. I got bad hearing.
I said I was in third grade. I remember that year. It was 1908.
1908, third grade. Yeah.
Really? That's pretty cool. Do you go with cheese on your hamburger? Who goes with cheese on their hamburger?
Oh, I always
Of course.
Everybody. How about you?
What?
No cheese? Because a lot of the African-Americans are lactose intolerant.
That's true.
That's true. See, who believes that's true? How many times have I lied on this radio show?
Since I've been here? I don't know.
It's not lying. It's like a Bureau of Misinformation.
Right. Who created the first hamburger was, guess who? They called him Lewis Lunch in 1900.
Wow.
Really?
Like in what city?
Yes. Is that like the Earl of Sandwich?
And it was because he was trying to figure out to be not wasteful for his scraps when they were cutting meat. And that is where the hamburgers came in.
Wow. Play. That's what we
in
do.
This country.
Jill, yes. Do you want to win $50?
Yeah, but you know who wants to win $50 more? My son, Charlie, who's helping me out here at the deli tonight.
Okay, so let him win. Put Charlie on.
How about Shen Yun tickets?
Yeah, Shen Yun tickets. They're $200 a ticket. We'll just give them to you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, but let me ask you this question, Charlie. You there, Charlie?
I'm here.
What's the most famous Charlie that lives under the sea? Charlie the tuna. But anyhow, that's another day. But I'm going to ask you a question. What was the last name of the man that invented the toilet?
I know that. I know. I'm not saying.
Charlie, you know this.
I say, would that be Crapper?
Yeah! Our audience. Yeah. Yep. We got a live studio here.
That's right.
Right away. It's delayed.
There we go.
It's a delight, Lave Studio. That's it. So that's pretty good, Charlie.
Charles Crapper.
But was it Charles Crapper?
It was.
His first name. Hey, Charlie, guess what?
It was a fine name before they started using it.
That's it. Charlie the Crapper.
But they did invent toilet paper until 100 years later.
Oh, boy.
Oh, is that right?
Well, probably something. Probably. It's probably close to it.
How did we get on this? When was toilet paper invented? Bobby, you're supposed to be on ours. When was toilet paper?
What we use today, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Probably about 1900, I would think, 1890 something.
You want to guess?
Only rich people, but in 1857, they had a paper that was used for in the water closet.
In the water closet, that's right.
Created by Joseph Gaetti.
Joseph Sherman.
And he called it medicated paper for the water closet.
Wow.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah. Right?
So let's talk about, if you don't mind, Miss Jill, the Renaissance Festival that you guys got four tickets to. So tell us, have you ever been to it?
It's been about 30 years since I've been to the Renaissance Festival.
So Charlie, you going to go to the Renaissance Festival?
Oh, hang on a second. I got to talk to
you. He's probably back to work already. Doing the dishes.
By the way, you have extremely polite employees as well.
Oh, thank you. We try.
Yes. I don't know if it was Charlie or not, but he's a tall young man.
That's him.
Yes. As soon as I walked in the door, he's like, hello, how you doing? Yeah, what can I help you
that's
with?
That's probably Charlie.
And that's so important.
And that's not far for the course nowadays. Right. So that's the exception. So that's great.
And we have another son, too, that he helps out once in a while.
Oh, that's your son?
Yeah, Charlie's my son. Yeah, he's my older son.
Okay.
Yeah.
Charlie the tuna. No, Charlie the crapper.
Charlie Crapper.
So, Charlie, you there?
I am.
You want to make go double or nothing?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
And you're not going to Google, are you, Charlie?
I solemnly swear.
Okay. And I can tell you got good parents, so. And I'll let Lola enter into this contest, too. She's the big boss.
Uh-oh.
Right there is the big boss.
She looks like the boss.
But anyhow, who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
I know who that was.
Oh, I know he was a lawyer. He was in prison during the war. But I don't remember his name.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. You ready?
Francis somebody.
All right, you want to call somebody?
No, she said she remembers his first name is Francis.
That's right.
That's right. So you can call me. I'm your friend.
Call Tammy, right?
Francis Scott Key.
That's right.
That's it. Very good. I was going to give him a hint. Call.
You know, I remember Scott Key, but I didn't remember.
Yes, Francis Scott Key. That's something else, huh? Star Spangled Banner.
Yes. But you got to go to JJ's.
Okay, let's play that song again that you wanted.
On Gandhi.
I can play some more Meatloaf. I like Meatloaf.
More Meatloaf. Yeah. No, how about, what was his name again?
Marvin Lee.
Play some more Marvin Lee.
Marvin Lee.
And this is being sponsored by JJ's.
Market and Deli.
And Jill, You're the best. I'm very thankful to see the service you've given back to our country and to the people. And then the same thing, if you notice with Ed, if you notice, it's the same story.
What a great family, seriously.
Right.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Very.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yes. Very nice. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Meatloaf or Marvin Lee.
Okay, here we go. We got a real
by JJ.
Bottom of the ninth. There's the windup, and there it is, a line shot up the middle. Look at him go. This boy can really fly. He's rounding first and really turning it on now. He's not letting up at all. He's going to drive to second. The ball is bottled out in center, and here comes the throw, and what a throw. He's going to slide in head first. Here he comes. He's out. No way. Safe at second base. This kid really makes things happen out there. Batter steps up to the plate. Here's the pitch, and he's going, and what a jump he's got. He's trying to third. Here's the throw. It's in the dirt. Safe at third. Holy cow, stolen base. Taking a pretty big lead out there, almost daring him to try and pick him off. Pitcher glances over, winds up, and it's butted down the third baseline. The suicide squeezes on. Here he comes. Squeeze play is going to be close. Here's the throw. Here's the play at the plate. Holy cow, I think he's going to make it.
Stop right there. I gotta know right now. Before we go any further, do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me away? Do you love me? Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. I gotta know right now. Do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me your wife? I gotta know right now.
Do you need real estate?
Right. Okay, so we're here in the studio with Ed from JJ's Market and Deli. We got Jill on the phone also from JJ's Market and Deli. We got Brian in the house today. We got Carlos, who just walked in from Coldwell Banker. And we have Adam from Red Rooster Antiques.
Do you want to make $50?
Who?
You, right now.
How?
Tell us what Meatloaf's original name is.
Give me a minute. Give me
$50 on the line, and you're gonna get it from Bobby.
I owe you, like you do.
I know this, but I don't remember it right.
Who knows the answer to that? Wait, let's see if he pays attention.
I know.
Can you say the name? We said it like 5 or 6 times.
I got it, Marvin Lee.
Wow!
That's it. The audience again. Live audience.
Yes. We're almost out of time for today. Thank you so much, everyone, for
being here.
Thank you, Ed and Jill,
really
from JJ's Market and Deli. Thank you, Carlos, Coldwell Banker. Thank you, Adam, from Red Rooster Antiques. Tune in next week, 5 o'clock. We'll all be here.
And don't forget about Red Rooster's Antique Show.
March 14th, 1 p.m. on a Tuesday at 301113 U.S. 19 Clearwater.
And Tammy's going to be there.
And you know what we were supposed to go talk about? 2 weeks ago, we did a car show, a lit-up car show, and we had over 500 people show up. We gave out trophies and hot mamas.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.